But first to the Middle East, where Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has already made world headlines by allowing women to drive in the formerly repressive Middle Eastern country. Now he's surprised everyone with his new friendly stance towards Israel, claiming that the Israelis have the right to have their own land. This flies in the face of previous Saudi Arabian criticism of the Jewish state for its treatment of the Palestinians. Middle East expert John Bruni told The Wire's Matt Welch it's all part of a broad shift in Middle Eastern politics.
The Saudi Crown Prince, otherwise known by most people as MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, he is a guy who has come in with many big ideas for Saudi Arabia and its role in the world. I mean, he wants to reform the domestic process of Saudi Arabia, making it a much more liberal environment from the Wahhabist clerics that have been running Saudi Arabia up until this point in time. And included in this package of reforms is how Saudi Arabia wants to be viewed internationally by the main players in the Middle East, namely the United States and Israel, which would also include, and it has included up to this point in time, a much warmer sense of relations between Riyadh and the Israeli government. And I think that has been largely brokered by President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has been tasked with the idea of delivering peace to the Middle East through the Trump administration.
The Saudi prince, he's made some headlines on pretty progressive stances, especially towards women. Do you feel this is 100% genuine, or do you think there's an ulterior motive?
Look, it's genuine. Saudi Arabia can't continue down the path of a sclerotic kind of religious situation. I mean, it has to change. There has been enough internal pressures within Saudi Arabia to suggest that young Saudis have unfulfilled expectations. And if those expectations remain unfulfilled, it is likely that they'll take to the streets and cause internal problems for the Saudi rulers. So there is there's an imperative that the government changes tack, and it's really there for its survival. I mean, if MBS manages to succeed in his set of reforms, it is likely that the Saudi royal family can kick the can down the road, of political extinction. Because ultimately, you know, it is a monarchy. It has had a long time developing a very autocratic notion of governance, and it's now starting to run out of steam. And I think that what the Saudi people desperately want is for the foot of the Wahhabist clerics to be lifted from their shoulders, so that Saudi Arabia can reach its potential.
If Saudi and Israel relations improve, how would this impact Saudi's relationship with neighboring Muslim countries?
That's a really good question. I think that it will have an impact. It's unclear at this point in time what that impact will be. Saudi Arabia believes that it is the leader, both at a religious level and obviously at a strategic political level, of the Arab world. And as such, it thinks that by creating and sustaining a reform process, you know, it will be able to drag the rest of the region out with it, that somehow there will be internal reforms in other Arab states that will be kind of akin to what's going on within Saudi Arabia. If that's the case, then Saudi Arabia preserves a leadership mantle over the region, and you won't find too many of the other Arab states countering it, because if they do so, obviously Saudi Arabia is a net exporter of aid to the poorer Arab states, and you know, Saudi Arabia has never really been shy about cracking the whip on other Arab states that don't follow suit. So in essence, what we're seeing at the moment is an evolution of Saudi leadership that may just well bring the rest of the Arab region on board with some degree of their own internal reform processes.
So America has an alliance with both countries. What will be the implications of that?
I think that you can strongly say that under the Trump administration, relations have gone ahead very well, and the kind of brokerage that Jared Kushner has done between President Trump and the Saudi royal family has netted a number of short-term benefits. Whether or not they will sustain themselves is anyone's guess. I mean, Jared Kushner has his own internal problems with regard to the power balance in Washington, D.C. While he still has a primary role given to him by his father-in-law for looking after the Middle East, you know, there are people nipping at his heels internally in the White House because they think that he has become too powerful courtesy of his father-in-law. And I think that there is a possibility of that power and influence that Jared has of being rolled back in time. And if that's the case, then America's or the Trump White House's main interlocutor with the Saudi royal house disappears from view. And who will then step into Jared's role is anyone's guess, but it may very well be because the way that business is conducted in the Middle East, obviously it's done on a very much a personal basis. And if you're there for a long period of time and people get to trust you and know you, business is conducted relatively nicely. But if all of a sudden there is a major ruction on the western side of the equation, namely if Jared Kushner gets pushed aside for whatever reason, the replacement may not be as well liked, well regarded. And that could actually pose quite a few troubles for how the United States wants to proceed in the Middle East.
Dr. John Bruni, CEO of Sage International, speaking to The Wire's Matt Welch.